third and final chapter in our story of King Jehoshaphat is really a very climactic part of the story and of the Bible. If anyone ever says that being a Christian or having a relationship with God or even coming to church is boring, it's because they've not come face to face with this God that these people saw and knew well and saw the glory of. Because when we see the powerful glory of God and the faithfulness of God in the life of a believer, we can't help but to get excited and praise God and live out our lives according to God's ways. God, in His miraculous divine way, saves His people and provides salvation from the vast armies that were coming against His people. And we see in this story of Jehoshaphat that it is clearly a salvation story and a wonderful testimony of the divine saving grace of God. In the king's prayer, he asked God to take charge of the situation because he knew God was a just God. And he knew that if God was for them, no one could be against them nor defeat them. So when the vast army came against them, they turned to God and they began a dialogue with God. And as a result of their faith, we see today God's faithfulness in recognizing and honoring the faith of His people. You know, the Bible tells us we are saved by faith. Saved by faith through grace. We can see the larger picture here. And we can see why it's even found in God's Word, this story of what happened. It shows us what the enemy did, threatened the lives of God's people. It shows us what God's people did. They gathered, they prayed, and they listened. But most importantly, it shows us what God did. He responded through His Word in the prophet Jehaziel, and God told them, remember, to listen, to not be afraid, to take their positions and stand firm, to face the problem and march against the problem, and trust God. And the people went from being alarmed and afraid in verse 3 to being faithful, obedient, trusting, and bold. And the result of that was nothing short of a miracle. Because they were obedient, trusting, and faithful, God would have the last say in things. They were ready for anything the enemy had for them. And they knew if God was for them, who could defeat them? But were they really ready for what they were about to see and for what was about to happen? Were they really ready? It tells us in our text today, if we remember, they were bowing before the Lord and worshiping the Lord because the Lord had told them, don't worry, this battle is mine. I will fight the battle you'll not have to fight. And the Lord said, go out and face them. Stand up. Take your positions and stand firm. So what did they do? Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. Now, other versions say they left for the wilderness of Tekoa. Tekoa is actually a town that was about 12 miles southeast of Jerusalem where they were praising and worshiping God. They worshiped the Lord, but they got a good night's sleep and they began obeying the Lord's word. And as they began obeying the Lord and begin the battle, notice the chain of events as they happened. First of all, they needed to be reminded to have faith. It says as they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God and you will be upheld. Have faith in His prophets and you will be successful. They were needed to be reminded as they began to have faith. Have faith and they would be upheld and successful. Other versions and translations say you will be established or you'll be able to stand firm. And you have to remember this was in the sense of being in a battle mode or in a battle they were to have faith. And the promise was they would be upheld and be successful. Isn't it interesting what the Bible says you need to be successful and prosper in contrast to what the world today says you need to do to be successful and prosper. Secondly, they kept on praising and in fact singing to God. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise Him for the splendor of His holiness. as they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." Now, this would have seemed crazy to the world. Jehoshaphat appoints a marching band. For crying out loud, Jehoshaphat, there's a war going on. There's a war about to be fought, and all you can do is sing? It's interesting here that their faith, we have to remember, did not lead them to a warm and cozy place where nothing bad would happen in their lives. Their faith led them into a threatening situation where the power of Almighty God could and would be manifested. You see, this is the struggle we face. We claim we have faith in God and we trust God, but we find ourselves in a threatening situation and we think, why would God even allow me to be here to begin with? Because that's where we fully see the glory of God's face shining in those situations. And they needed to be reminded of that, to have faith. Only by being obedient to and trusting in God can we see His glory. And sometimes that involves being in those threatening situations. But look at what happens as they march out trusting in God. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The men of Ammon and Moab rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. The Lord came in, He showed up, and He controlled the situation and set an ambush, which is a sneak attack on these men, and caused them to attack one another and actually annihilate one another. It's almost funny. The people weren't even there yet. They hadn't even faced the enemy. But they trusted the Lord, and the Lord is faithful. Remember what He said earlier in verse 17. He said, "You'll not have to fight this battle." He says, "Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. Don't be afraid or discouraged. Go out to face them, the Lord will be with you, and you won't have to fight this battle." That was the Lord's promise. God was being faithful to His word and honoring their faith. And while they were marching praising God, God was at work on the situation. Remember this the next time you're marching to the doctor's office. The next time you're marching into that situation at work, or that problem at school, or to church. The next time you open your checkbook, remember this. Be reminded of what Jehoshaphat said. Have faith in the Lord and march out praising Him, singing, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene." Praise the Lord as we go about. Finally, the people arrive at the overlook, and what they see is the almighty glory of Yahweh before them. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. No one had escaped. What did they see? They saw the dead bodies. But no, through all that, they saw the glory of the Almighty Yahweh that they had been praising manifested out on the desert floor in front of them as they looked down over the situation. Can you imagine, folks, the feeling those people must have had? They were alarmed, says Jehoshaphat was. He gathered the people together. They prayed to God. They said, "God, we don't have the power, and we don't know what to do. But our eyes are fixed on You." The Lord responded through Jehaziel and said, "Don't worry. Listen to me. Don't be afraid. Face the problem and trust God." And they marched out with total faith, praising God as they marched with their eyes fixed heavenward. And as they got to the ridge and looked into the valley, their God was before them. The enemy was annihilated. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing, and also articles of value, more than they could take away. In fact, there was so much plunder that it took 3 days to collect it. This is the rewards of faithfulness and praise to God. It took them 3 days to collect it. So they were 3 days collecting the spoils. The day that they marched out and saw the men dead was the fourth day. And remember, they had been there a day before and slept overnight. So they were actually 5 days in the course of approximately a week. The Lord completely annihilated the problem. All they did was remain faithful to God and praise God. And again, after cleaning up the spoils, what did they do on the fourth day? They assembled in the Valley of Baraka, where they praised the Lord. And that's why it's called the Valley of Baraka, because Baraka means praise. It's called that to this day. They gather together again and praise God. Now, look what happens when the battle's over, the problem's annihilated, it's no longer a problem, and they get home. They were led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem. They returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. They entered Jerusalem, and what did they do? They went to church. They went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lutes and trumpets. They went right full circle back to where they had started from in the assembly. They didn't say, "Yeah, thanks God, you're a great God, you're my buddy that goes with me everywhere." No, what did they do? They gathered, they rejoiced together just like they had when the threat came in the beginning. They went from fear to peace because of the great, glorious grace of Almighty God. And again, the fear of God came upon all the kingdoms of the countries when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. And the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. What a wonderful, awesome story, folks. It's a story that we can say is our story if we just are willing to have that faith in God. There's two great principles in the story and two very detrimental things that stand out here and throughout the Bible and make all the difference in the world when you and I are facing the problems. First of all, it is utterly, vitally important to have a relationship with God, because it's in that relationship that we are going to find victory in our everyday struggles. The second thing is, God honors our faith in Him by giving us the victory over the enemy. Having a relationship with God involves praising and worshiping Him no matter what the circumstances. It involves trusting Him. It involves having faith in Him. It involves listening to His Word and being obedient to what He says. And it involves standing firm on His promises. The two things that are absolutely necessary in being victorious here were the Word of the Lord, and for us are the Word of the Lord, and the faith of the people. That was what made the difference in this whole story. And I want to explain to you where the foundation was built here in the beginning. Back in the 17th chapter, when it tells about King Jehoshaphat taking over, his father had died and King Jehoshaphat became king. He sought the God of his father and followed God's commands rather than the practices of all the people around him, namely Israel. It tells us his heart was devoted to the ways of the Lord, and in the third year of his reign, he sent his officials to teach in the towns of Judah. They taught throughout Judah, taking with them the book of the law of the Lord. They went around to all the towns of Judah and taught the people. Even though Jehoshaphat entered into an alliance with King Ahab of Israel to attack Ramoth Gilead, he said to this other king, "First, we need to seek the counsel of the Lord." It goes on to tell us in chapter 19 that Jehoshaphat lived in Jerusalem and went out again among the people from Beersheba to the hill country of Ephraim and turned them back to the Lord, the God of their fathers. So there was a foundation built there on the law of the Lord. That is so vital, folks, that we have this foundation in our lives, because when these battles come up against us in everyday life, we will have some sort of foundation to turn to. And again, as we lift our voices and our cries to the Lord says, "Listen to me. Here's my word, listen to me. Don't be afraid The problem is not yours, it's mine. I'll fight for you. You just simply stand firm, face the problem, and trust me, and I will fight the battle for you. And he shows us here that when we do that, that's exactly what he does. The word of the Lord and the faith of the people. If they go hand in hand, nothing, folks, nothing, not even death, will defeat you, because we have an almighty, omnipotent God who conquers all things. While all the worshiping and praising was going on, God was at work doing what the people could not do, and that was save themselves. Their salvation was not a result of their works. It was a result of God's saving grace as a result of their faith. Their salvation was a result of a loving, merciful, compassionate God caring for those who have faith in Him and trust Him. To put it very shortly, a faithful God honored the faith of His people, and He still does today. Next time you're faced with an impending problem of vast immensity, I want to remind you to go to God in faith. Initiate a relationship with Him. Speak to Him. Cry out to Him. Humble yourselves and say, I can't do this. Remember the prayer of Jehoshaphat. Aren't you the God in heaven? Didn't you drive out the enemy for your people? But most importantly, pray, oh God, my God, the enemy is attacking and I have no power to face it and I don't know what to do, but my eyes are fixed on You. And just keep praising God and singing, give thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever. And I want to remind you, don't forget to praise Him when the victory is yours. And it will be yours if you have faith in Him. Remember, Paul said, strongholds are coming down. If we have faith in God, strongholds are coming down, and no one will be victorious against you, folks. Nothing in this world can defeat you if you trust and obey. Let's pray. Mm-hmm.